To listen to Karen Minnis, the Oregon House Speaker, you'd think that she and her fellow House Republicans were the veritable voice of Oregon's poor, elderly, and infirmed. Minnis announced that the House Republicans were shocked, by the magnitude of these cuts in programs for the medically needy, elderly, disabled, mentally ill, and the state police. The Republican leader said her party wants to restore $15 million for these programs because to do otherwise would, quote, let people die, and that would be morally irresponsible. Ah, such a lovely and tearful declaration. It's enough to move almost anyone who cares about a compassionate Oregon. Almost. Before you give too much weight to those Republican tears, check the roll call on House Bill 5100 in last year's fifth special session. That bill anticipated the possible defeat of Ballot Measure 28, the temporary income tax surcharge, and it imposed each of the cuts that the House Republicans now say they want to restore. And whom do you suppose voted for those cuts? Speaker Karen Minnis and most of her Republican colleagues, that's whom, the same folks who are now pretending to have located their moral responsibility. Can you spell chutzpah? It reminds me of the man who kills his mother and father and then throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's an orphan. What's really going on here is that the Republicans are running for cover now that the practical effect of their fiscal irresponsibility is becoming apparent. When angry voters come after them in the next election, they want to say that, gall darn it, we tried to prevent these mean-spirited, draconian spending cuts in the worst way. Well, they found the worst way. First, they voted to impose the cuts if Measure 28 failed. Then, they successfully campaigned to defeat Measure 28 and the revenue that would have prevented these cuts. P.T. Barnum once said, a sucker is born every minute. The old Carnival Barker spirit seems alive and well in the Oregon House Republican caucus. This Republican effort is going nowhere, of course. Instead of reopening the last biennial budget, the legislature must instead tackle a budget hole of more than $1 billion in this biennial budget. The GOP has made this bed for itself. Now those members are going to have to lie in it, which may be the real source of those Republican tears. This is Les O'Quine.